The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with passion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. And we'll settle into a comfortable posture for the meditation time, where the spine feels relatively upright. Doing our best to hold the body relatively still. Of course, it's okay to make adjustments if you're not able to be with the pain with awareness. Instead of just sitting there struggling, Make a quiet adjustment. And right from the start, every time we begin another formal time of sitting meditation, it's good to recognize right here in our own heart the blending of wisdom and compassion. Wisdom understands how central, how relevant it is to be opening to the way it is. And compassion, that tender-heartedness, understands and appreciates how difficult it is, in moments at least, to be present in this simple way, to be vulnerable to feeling the sensations in the body, for example, or to be willing to acknowledge the mood and the qualities, emotional qualities that are present at this time in the heart and the mind and body. Compassion finds it liberating and enlivening to be close, to not be afraid, to be sensitive and open, not afraid to feel whatever's here now to feel. And wisdom understands that in being open, being intimate, this experience is something being known. So wisdom knows how to keep things simple. There may be pain. There may be disturbing thoughts. There may be beautiful thoughts and beautiful sensations. But wisdom understands it in the most simple way. This experience is being known. The sound is being heard. These sensations in this moment are being felt. This reaction is being observed as just a reaction arising and then ceasing. Wisdom sees things as they are. Emotions are just that, an emotion being known, being felt. A thought being known. Sensations being known. And even if a strong reaction were to arise, strong greed, a strong aversion, wisdom understands it's just that strong emotion being known. Feels like this, looks like this, but it's just this experience being known, being felt. Wisdom knows not to be afraid because it knows that things arise, are known, and then they cease. Doesn't have a problem. Wisdom knows not to have a problem with what comes and goes. And even if, as I mentioned earlier, the mind does react because of habit, it does have a problem with what's showing up, then wisdom can even see that reactivity. Just something being known. Being attached is like this now. Being upset is like this now. It's just this experience being known. These four emotions of the basic goodness, loving kindness, and compassion, appreciative joy or gladness, and equanimity. It's with these four emotions that the heart, the mind is willing to be close to what's happening in the moment. No longer needing to be superficial. No longer needing to be defended with our thoughts about things. In other words, it's the quality and the development of love that allows the mind, the heart, to be undefended or to be open or to connect. Or to include everything belongs, this experience just as it is belongs, even if it's ambiguous, confusing, and wisdom in being close and being intimate with the way it is now. Wisdom knows the difference between being attached, being controlling, and allowing things to be. Being attached, wisdom understands, is unskillful in the sense that it makes things tight. Seeing things as a movement of nature, allowing things to come and go, allowing things to be the way they are. That's wisdom. That's seen as skillful. It allows the heart to release unnecessary holding and tension. It allows the heart to be free. So wisdom knows the difference between a stressful way of relating, a stressful way of being with experience, and a wise, skillful, liberated way of being with the present moment experience. Without the love, there won't be this necessary ingredient of intimacy. And it's the intimacy that allows wisdom to develop. Knowing the difference between relating in ways that lead to being tight, closed down, controlling, and relating to the moment, to one's experience in ways that lead to freedom and ease and greater intimacy and a more full participation. So let's continue now in silence for a while. continue to sit for another 2 or 3 minutes. But notice, if you can, the blending of compassion, this tender-heartedness, and the non-attachment.